I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, welcome, Good Place fans, to the bittersweet final finale episode of the Good Place After Show. We're talking, of course, about the Good Place finale. Season 4, Episode 13, The Final Chapter. I'm your host, Elaina Jordan, and joining me today, Shiksa Batani in the house.
What's up, guys?
Sadly, our favorite Bali girl.
Yes. Sadly, the last episode.
I know. So, what did you think about this episode overall? We'll be talking about the whole thing, breaking it down. Be sure to stick around for the whole episode, because we'll be breaking it down in detail, but overall thoughts. What did you think of the finale?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I had high hopes for this episode, and it didn't meet my expectations. I love this show so much. I really do. But it just, I don't know, it was kind of like a, there were no real ups and downs in the episode, nothing that was surprising. It was kind of just chill. It was okay, you know?
It was all about acceptance, so
yeah.
It was just kind of like a, but for me, I actually liked that, because
really?
There's been so many high lows, so many twists and turns in this. I kind of liked the end being like, okay, we're not pulling the rug out from under you this one. That was a season one thing, like that was to set up this, but now this really is what the show is all about, and it's about this acceptance and this closure. I'm with you that anything they would have done, I would have been like, no, but more, give me more.
Yeah.
But there were definitely some standout moments. Like, I mean, getting to see Jason break it down with the dance resolution.
Fun. That was
awesome.
Yeah, I was
into
it. Not gonna lie. Yeah.
The only thing is, I want to know where I can order my Cheaty Jeremy Behrman calendar. But
yes. They're gonna start selling that.
I mean, if they do, then I'm okay with it.
Yes.
But if they don't, then I have some issues with the finale. Can't tease that and then just be like, you can't have that.
Yeah,
so.
And now everybody's going to be wearing those necklaces.
The JJ
necklaces, yes.
This show, I'm like, oh, the endless merch opportunities that they have and they can do.
So many, it's true.
The wine shirt, I still want it.
Even Jeremy Bearme all over the place.
Jeremy Bearme clock, yeah.
Yeah, me too. That funky clock they showed?
Yes, I loved that one. I actually saw one that looked similar to that, actually, when I was in Vegas while you guys were here having that amazing interview.
Yes.
As well,
we
if
miss
you guys
you.
Didn't check out last week, be sure to check it out. We got to interview some this I was actually excited about as well. We were wondering what happened to our other humans, and we did get to finally get some closure. We had them tied in a little bit. So I'm glad that we at least had, there was no loose ends.
A little bit, yeah, no loose ends. They didn't really show Brent.
They barely showed him.
It was like it a was video him, of him.
Well, because you're assuming in the bad place. Because he was in the red. So this was him going over his test results.
Oh, got it.
Because he was in the all red jumpsuit. Because I don't think you can have Brent go to the good place.
No.
We've established.
Yeah. He went to the bad place.
He's not a good guy.
Because the new test that they'd set up is putting you in a situation where you can become a better person. And he was becoming a better person. He was about to say sorry.
But that was him also. This was when they then went through, like, their new testing process or whatever. But we saw him kind of, I think this was just him going over his answers.
Okay.
This was still him not getting the clarification where he's like, you can't tell a woman to smile. And it's like, Brent, you're still not getting it. God.
Dude, yeah, but I still wanted more because we spent half of the season focusing on those humans, and then they were just gone. And I agree that the main focus should have been on the four humans, but I just almost like, okay, we're investing all this time and making you care about these people, and then just whatever. Like, we'll just tell you briefly what happened. You know, they just weren't part of the story anymore.
I don't know. I still liked it because I feel like it was always kind of about the core four. It was always about the soul squad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought they were kind of brought in to be a little twist to shake things up, but that, you know, having it just kind of close and a button on the end, I was cool with. And seeing them, like, Simone kicking it back, like, with, you know, no hard feelings with Chidi and Eleanor and her Arizona friends.
That was
her
cool.
Spray tan karaoke friends.
That was fun.
Yeah, I liked it. But, yeah, kind of talking about how this has been about our soul squad, our core four. Mm-hmm. We've set up what we kind of all assumed was going to happen, that eventually they would walk through the door and mm-hmm. we would say goodbye. And predictably, that is what happened. But man, it still ripped my heart out.
Yeah,
it
still was so hurt. Sad.
Starting with Jason is what really got
me.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, it was just so sad because as soon as they did the Jason part, I kind of knew that's where the episode was headed, where they were going to make everybody find their peace. Yeah. And I like that. I like that my shirt did that. They showed us, he showed us the four people we care about finding peace finally, having been in the bad place originally. And I like that, but I don't know. I was expecting some sort of like twist at the end, you know?
They do. I feel like the twist was the lack of twist on this episode.
That's fair, yeah, because I was surprised.
You know? Yeah, because you're expecting a twist. So yeah. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I liked that they had this whole idea because they were setting up, you know, the best thing of a vacation is that eventually it ends. That's what makes mm-hmm. it a vacation. And that's been kind of the intrinsic question with this show is how do you have a show that you care so much about these people and the finality and their mortality when they're already dead and there is no, mm-hmm. you know, like they can't really die. So
what do you do?
Yeah. So it's like, this is showing, well, there is a way that their essence can be transferred. They can lose their form.
Persona,
their,
yeah.
And then have it just be their sense of self. That
it's
is
like
then,
piece after piece.
Yeah.
Basically.
And pieces.
In pieces.
But yeah, I liked it. But they kind of set up that, you know, this has been going on for however many millennia, thousands of Jeremy Baramies later. We have Professor May in the class, and I love that Eleanor is still like even two.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I know you wrote this book, but this is my man, and he knows everything, so check yourself.
I actually thought that was a cool moment that he was teaching the philosophers what the philosophers had written.
Yeah.
You know, that was like full circle for Chidi. And we did have full circle.
For everybody. Pretty much.
Yeah.
We have, you know, we set up the Council of Afterlife Affairs is going strong. But Jason, we get our first full circle, is that he has now played the perfect game of Madden.
Yes.
And it is in that moment that he finds his zen. And I gotta say, as a gamer myself, I feel you. I feel you on that. Like, I 100%. Like, I'm like, if I was in the afterlife and had unlimited time, I would play all of these games forever and try to make a perfect game.
That's so funny.
I'm like, I feel you, Jason. I feel you. I like the big Jaguars. Like,
yes,
that
it was a cool
stadium.
Scene. I really liked it. But for me, him coming full circle wasn't even that moment. It was when Janet said, "You were here almost like a monk."
Oh, but, yeah. Well, yeah. I was definitely going to say that.
Yeah,
I was just kind of setting up his
getting
story
right now.
But, yeah, so kind of going into Jason, just real quick, just kind of setting up what we have from him, is we have, you know, he has this perfect game of Madden. He decides that in this moment of Zen, he has decided that he is ready to cross over. And so mm-hmm. this is the first time we've seen one of the core, our main group, decide that they want to leave. And so they have this big farewell party that's kind of reminiscent of the, you know, the funeral scene that we had before where
it was. You
know, if you got to have your own funeral, what would you do? What I loved about this, though, was Doug Forsett making his appearance.
Yes.
Did you catch that when he was, like, eating all the fried chicken and everything? Because we haven't really seen him since.
No.
Like, and that actor, I mean, we haven't actually seen that actor. It was just the photo of him. Because even when we showed Doug later, it's his, old version.
Yeah. That was a cool, just, like, Easter egg almost, just to kind of bring it back up.
I thought that was really cool. And then, having this whole thing of he makes this necklace because he doesn't want Janet to forget him when he then goes and is living and saying his goodbyes that he then thinks that he's left in the woods and just stays for millennia, like a monk, as he was initially set in.
Well, because that's where he started in season one, is he was this Buddhist.
Jianu
the monk, right? And so now, at the very end of his existence, he's, you know, performed the acts of being a monk. So I just thought that was a nice little circle.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing I thought was really cute, but what did you think about this whole moment of him and Janet saying their goodbyes and kind of encapsulating this idea of, your memories and living on forever, because this show is also kind of a unique one because we can go back and rewatch it, you know?
Yeah.
And we can relive these memories.
That's
so
true.
We almost get to be kind of like Janet, where it's like, but for us, living it, the memories and living it are kind of one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Janet kind of is the dot in the eye of the Jeremy Bear
me,
you know?
That's such a cool way to put it. Yeah, you're right. TV in general is Jeremy Bear me, because you can skip ahead, go backwards, and I never really thought of it like that, but it's true. Because we can go relive those moments if we go back and watch it, but...
Yeah, it can kind of make us like the Janets of our little story.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's a good one. We're all Janets, guys.
We're all Janets is what we're taking away from
yes.
this. But yeah, this whole thing of this, of him, I don't know. It was hard for me to say goodbye to Jason, with him. Because Janet's there forever.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
she is kind of stuck. Like, I mean, I get, like, her memories are different. And, you know, we're supposed to feel like, okay, she's in this whole kind of her own
different time. Yeah,
thing.
She's her own person. Yeah.
It's so sad.
It wasn't just Jason for me that really upset. Not upset me. It just made me sad. But the fact that our core group is now separating. They're splitting up,
yeah.
you know, with everybody having their own different destinations. It's just they're no longer going to be together, and that's what really made me sad, because now they're all going and doing their own thing, and, you know, I don't know. I didn't love that personally, but I understand why it had to happen at the same time.
I did like, though, the farewell party that we got to see pretty much everybody that we saw on Earth, because it's like, oh, yeah, of course all of these people would be dead, because
this has been, like, forever, thousands and thousands of years. We'd met on Earth, yeah.
So we get to see all of these characters and, you know, Donkey Doug.
Yes.
Cheers. Like, it's like, thanks, Dad, son.
Yeah, like, that was he's so funny. But honestly, Jason dancing was one of the best moments in this episode.
Dance revolution.
He can move. Yes.
And I loved it was the whole dance crew, like all like 40 members or whatever came in.
Yeah, that was really cool. I like that.
Ah, man. There are just some moments on this that I was like, you know that this was just... for fan service, and I'm not even mad at it. Like, the dance resolution, I was like, it didn't have to go on that long. I'm glad it did.
Yes. And so, see, but that's where I'm torn a little bit, because this was fan service. Everything that they did in this episode was for the fans. And while I enjoyed it because of that, I'm still torn. I still was expecting something else. It was just, like, too much of giving us what we want.
See,
in a weird way, I guess.
They even kind of touch on that, though, directly, too, and that's why I love how meta the show is, because when Janet's saying her goodbye to Jason, and he's saying, okay, we'll only remember the good times, though,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, there are only good times.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, when Chidi's talking to Eleanor, you know, he says kind of the same thing, where he's like, none of this is bad.
Yeah.
And so it's been this whole thing of, you know, every moment, good and bad, is the good place, and it is the show, and it is kind of bigger than most shows, because the fans, I think everybody listening and watching at home will agree, this has become almost its own entity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. Your existence in general, no matter what happens, equals the good place, is basically what they're saying, right? Because they did have struggles throughout the show, as we saw, but... it all became the good place. And so, yeah, that's a really cool way to put it, and a really good message to send out to the fans, too.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're having a hard time, you're in your own good place. So just remember that kind of thing.
And I like, too, that we see then going to Tahani, when we see her, you know, 323.6 Jeremy Bearmes after the 2,200 Jeremy Bearmes. Tahani's might be my favorite, though, just because it starts off with her whole to-do list of, you know, everything she wants to do. But Nick Offerman being like, she has to get, like, chair advice from having Nick Offerman sign off on her woodworking.
Yeah. That was amazing.
I was like, of course she would have
wants
that.
It.
Yes, it was so good.
Yes.
And I love it because, too, at the end of every episode, because it's a Frimulon production, you know, you hear the voice that says, Frimulon. That's Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh.
That was such a cool surprise.
That was so nice.
Yes.
And just hearing them talk about, like, woodworking, I was like, this is awesome. And the funny thing is, too, is they shoot that on the Universal lot, right across the little pond that they have on Making It with Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman.
No way.
It's literally across the pond. It's the sound station across that little man-made pond that they have with the little, like, swan. So
then why wasn't Amy Poehler in it? She should have showed up, too.
I say that about everything. About everything. I'm like, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, put them both in,
just
and then everything's
in.
Better.
Put them in, yeah.
But yes, but at least we got Jameela Jamil holding it down as Tahani, like, absolutely crushing. And so sweet to see her with Camilla and her parents.
Oh, my God. That was one of the best moments. Because that was her full circle.
That was,
right?
Yeah. Because that was her big thing, was she just wanted that one day with her mom and dad and then had thousands.
And they finally accepted her, and they're going to love them forever. And the fact that they're sick of it now, I mean, that was just awesome.
Did you catch, too, that they watched Home Alone? And that was the movie that she, one of my favorite Tahani lines is, Jason's making me watch this horror movie called Home Alone, about this boy, about this, what was it? It was about two burglars attacking
us.
Boy left alone, yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
It was like one of my favorite Tahani lines, and then they actually show the Home Alone logo at the beginning. I was like, so good.
That's amazing. I didn't catch that. That's good.
And then objectifying Eleanor had to be on her list, too.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, no, just in general, the whole Tahani scene. But I did find it interesting that she didn't move on. That she didn't go through the door.
I actually liked that. I liked that she became an architect. It made sense for me because this was her kind of the
designing
true
things and stuff. It was her true self,
And the selflessness. I mean, she's been so selfish. And kind of walking through the door and feeling that completion almost felt like a quote-unquote selfish act for, you know, some of the characters, even though it really wasn't. But, you know, for her, the true selflessness is, I'm not going to get credit for this, but I'm going to be an architect and I'm going to do all this work forever to help other people. Did you catch, though? One, I have to say, I love that John came back and made his, like, Alexander the Great more like Alexander the Fine.
Yeah.
But the bow tie that Michael gave her was a peacock, the NBC peacock.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you're like, better at catching these Easter eggs.
Well, it's because there's so many that I was like, because I was looking for them, because I was like, there has to be some that they have for the cast specifically, like, not just for the, but, you
the
know,
fans.
But it was the peacock bow tie, and this was Jameela Jamil's very first acting role.
Yeah.
So it was him passing on, like,
the torch,
she was saying that he was always Ted Danson.
That he was always the teacher.
Icon for her. Yeah,
the
so
mentor.
Having him pass the peacock bow tie, the NBC.
Oh, I love that.
That got me. I was like, it's just a bow tie. And
oh my God.
This Old Spice commercial.
I bet you she's kept it and framed it, too.
I hope that they let them keep this.
I feel like they probably did because the show's over now.
Okay, here's the thing, and shout out to you guys can check out on MEA Worldwide. I get to interview some of the cast sometimes, but I interviewed them and I asked what they got to keep. Because that's my favorite thing. Of any set that I'm on, I always ask if there's something that I can keep, even if it's stupid. Like a little memento. And nobody kept anything except for Kristen Bell.
Oh.
And they had the sign that says, too many flowers over the flower shop is in her garden now. But that's, like, the only thing. And I was come on. Like, you can't even give, like, little foam shrimpies out or something. Like, come on.
Yeah. Wait, they didn't get to keep anything?
They didn't keep anything. As the last time I talked to them, which was just a couple weeks ago.
I wonder now if she did keep that bow tie, right? Maybe.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope. I'll be sad if she didn't. Because I was like... But I do love, too, the talking again about the full circle. When Michael's like, I hope you don't mind if I brag that I knew you. And she's like, name dropping is a little ghost.
Yeah. That was full circle for her. That's kind of... I think I would have preferred the ending to be somehow where they all are the head council or something. And I know that they kind of already were a little bit, but just kind of like how Tahani now was working with them and for them to somehow work with them and like the show never ends kind of thing. I don't know.
I like that it was, you know, the finality of it that, you know, and then it's different for different people. And Chidi, I mean, this one was the one that I think was the most heart-wrenching, was watching Chidi say his goodbyes. Because
oh my God,
having them go through all of this to find each other and then him, you know, This one was rough, too, because we see him staying even though he doesn't want to. Like, his selfless act, yeah. He wants to move on, and he's staying just to be with her.
Well, because you spend eternity together, right?
Yeah.
So, and now he's saying, I'm done from spending eternity with you. It's heartbreaking, you know?
Yeah, but I do love that they go through this whole thing with, like, the Scanlon line, where it's the working out terms of moral justification is an unending task. Mm. The only thing is, to me, I took that as, okay, Chidi, for now, for the rest of forever, this is an unending task. You've never conquered morality. You're going to have to constantly work at it. There's going to be situations that are going to come up. Yeah, kind of like a council thing. Mm-hmm. We default to these guys.
She's like the all-knowing.
Yeah, but it's like Eleanor was like, no, it means I would never be justified in keeping you here if you want to go. And I was like, I feel like this is kind of like, we can read into whatever line we want, because I took that to mean something very different.
See, and that's what I mean. I think Chidi could have worked with the judge or something. You know, that would have been a cool thing for him to do.
Well, they do show that ultimately, and we'll get into this more when we talk about Michael, that the council is disbanded, everything's working great, and they really don't need it. So it's like, okay, he could, at this point, this is such a long amount of time, so much further than we can even imagine. That it's like, all right, yeah, it's been millennia at this point.
But then, was it Janet? No, Kristen. Who said it to Michael, like, you never know what's going to happen. Sean could, you know, mess things up. I don't remember exactly what they said, but basically that, you know, things could go wrong. It doesn't necessarily mean it's all going to run smoothly forever.
Well, we'll talk about Michael, too, in a minute. But first, let's talk about Chidi and kind of his whole thing. This, I did think that this was also a little service for the actors. They got to go to film this, apparently, on location.
I know. What?
I thought that this was, like, some sort of green screen. Something. They went to Greece. It was a Greece screen.
Yeah.
They went to
and
Greece
Paris.
And to Paris. I was like...
Can you imagine being the other three, though, that didn't get to go?
I know. And the irony of the place on the Universal lot where they filmed The Good Place is called Little Europe.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh, and only
they got to go to Europe. Yeah. Imagine the crew when they found out. Like, they get to go to Europe.
So awesome.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
But yeah, this just really, really sad thing where we see Eleanor trying desperately to get Chidi to stay and him saying that he will but not wanting to, and then ultimately her letting him go. What did you think of this and this whole analogy of when he's saying, you know, we can't look to the Western philosophers for this. This is a spiritual thing. We got to look to the East, to to the Buddhists who say a wave
I loved
in
that.
Itself. Yeah. What did you think of this analogy of a wave crashes and just becomes a different form?
I mean, I wanted to cry. It was so sad, you know? But it was so deep, I guess, is the word. I really loved that. I really loved that, the story, the whole part, that whole part. But it did make me really sad. It's just really depressing to think that you are this person and now you're not. And you're just part of the whole. And I get it. There's beauty in that. It's true, but...
And it's
I don't
energy
like to think
transferring,
about that.
And it's like nothing is really ever and done. But yeah, there, I mean, there is finality to it. And it's like, it, of course, the show about death makes me cry when we talk about their death. But like, that scene just got me.
I just don't like to think about it, you know? While it's a beautiful thought, at the same time, it's like, I'm in denial.
That's kind of how poor Eleanor was, though, when she was like, just say goodbye to me now and leave in the morning. I thought that was so, like, so heart-wrenching. But also, I was here for that Jeremy Behrman calendar, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love the Jeremy
Behrman. Yeah, like, the hottest mailman of all time. We snap. Yes. And also, I was not mad at the Old Spice commercial with William Jackson Harper after.
Oh my God,
like,
yes.
I was like, okay, I see you. I see
Best
you good
ever.
Place. But yeah, we have this moment where she's going back and she's watching this tape of Chidi and she's kind of remembering these good times. And that's what sparks her to think, oh, Mindy, mm-hmm. this could be my loose end, mm-hmm. is that she's
kind of... Did
you
expect that?
I thought they would go back to Mindy in some way, but mm-hmm. I didn't think that they were going to set it out, like, as black and white as they did,
yeah,
where she point
either.
Blank said, you are the version of me if I never found my friends.
Yeah.
Like, you still say that you love being alone, and you've convinced yourself that you do, but, like, I just told Chidi, I spent my whole life trying to convince myself I want to be alone, and mm-hmm. I'm not okay with it. Mm-hmm. Now she is, because she's accepted that Chidi is gone, and she's had this moment. But Mindy's never had that, and Mindy's annoyed by Derek, who has now yeah. become...
Oh, my God.
What did you think of this, of, like, the 881 million booted Derek that is now a moment, a point in space, that's... but also encapsulating space itself?
That's the future of Alexa.
Oh, my God. I'm going to rename my Google Home Derek.
Yeah. to Derek.
Go home and be like, Derek, yeah. turn on the lights.
Like, that's the future of Siri, Alexa. That's the future where you have this head pop up and tell you whatever you want to know. Yeah, that's, again, marketing.
Like...
That's what they could sell that stuff. I don't know. You know, from all the things we were talking about in the beginning.
I would buy it. A big, giant Derek.
Big,
head.
Giant Derek telling you anything you want to know. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. But, yeah, I liked this idea of Mindy getting to get out of the medium place.
Mm-hmm.
And because she's been kind of trapped there forever and has been completely mm-hmm. by herself and has not had anything good or bad to me. That would be if the good place gets boring.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how boring the medium place must get.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah, send her back, go through the test.
But do you think she'll actually end up in the good place or bad place? You mm-hmm. think she'll go to the bad place?
I think she'll OD on coke and then go to the bad place.
So she's giving up the medium place to go to the bad place, is basically.
I honestly think so. That was why that was the only one that I was like, okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
I get why they had to do it, because then it was like, oh, now we can go see Tahani. And it's kind of like this, like, going to meet the
yeah.
wizard type thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, Tahani is like, oh, I've got my cute little bow tie now. And
yeah.
Sean sounds menacing, but he's actually kind.
Yes.
You know, like.
Yeah, no, you're right. I just, I actually think that she would go to the good place. Because she's in the middle, and if she's exactly like what Eleanor was, and if she goes through the test, and she's in those situations, I think that she would become a better person.
I feel like, and that's it's situational, too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if she finds good friends and becomes a better person.
But that's what the architect's job is, right? That's the whole point of the new test.
Yeah.
Where
they design
it for the person.
Specifically.
So, yeah, so to give you your best chance.
I mean, if that
chance.
Was her last thing on Earth, it's kind of like the Brent situation where it's like, okay, but was that a turning point? Did you have enough time for that to, like, affect you? Or was that, you know, a momentary mm-hmm. thing?
Yeah.
Mindy is complicated. Mindy
yeah,
is definitely the most complicated of all of them.
Yeah, very true. Does that mean all the accountants are now working... with Vicky testing these people?
I'm assuming.
Right? Because...
Yeah, because Vicky's like the head architect, like kind of
yeah.
running everything and kind of putting everybody in charge of their own little department. So I would imagine.
Yeah, I just, you know, I guess for me, there were just a couple things I was hoping more of for this episode that I didn't get. I would have loved to see that the test being run and it working and, I don't know, seeing more of that and... And while I loved getting to see so much of R4, I kind of wanted to see other things, too.
I wanted
you know?
To see more, moving into Janet, I did want to see more of Janet. Because
yeah.
we see her get emotional, and we see her say her goodbyes. And it was weird that she seemed to be more emotional when she said goodbye to Michael than she was to Jason. Like, to
yeah.
me, I was like, huh. But, I don't know, it was just, to me, I was like, okay, but... We're not focusing on the fact that now Janet is here forever by herself.
Yeah.
And she's formed this deep emotional connection with these specific people.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted just a little button so I knew that she'd be okay.
Yeah.
Like, I just
something.
Wanted, like, something. And I know that she was saying, like, I'll be okay. I experienced time different, blah, blah, blah. That, to me, wasn't enough. Because
no.
she also can shut off time when she was with Jason.
Yeah.
So
no, you're right. I just it wasn't enough for me. I mean, that's what I really didn't love is that now everybody's going their own ways. Michael's on Earth. You have Jason and Chidi through the door. Eleanor too, actually, and then you have Tawny. So everybody's all over the place, and then there's Janet.
Yeah,
yeah.
And we get her like top three moments that she's talking about too, and she's like, it's when Eleanor told them to help others. Mm-hmm. Was her first one, when they got into the good place for real, and a tie for the 800 million times she got to kiss Jason. All of those were around Surrounded her soul
the,
squad.
Yeah, the four people.
So it's like, now they're all gone. So it's like, that's the only one that did make me kind of sad, because Janet doesn't get that closure. She doesn't get to be...
Yeah. And what about the fact, just thinking about, you know, closure and everybody's going their separate ways, Michael went his separate way, and where was Sean? In that, because we've seen them grow closer together.
Yeah, but Sean was...
I liked their budding bromance. It was so cute. Yeah,
I mean, it made sense to me that Sean was, like, kind of working with Tahani, though, because he was still trying to be, you know, like, he was working with the bad place and making sure that they had...
No, I know that, but I think it would have been cool for Sean and Michael to have done more together, I guess, now that they were getting along. Because they were these enemies all this while, and now they're getting along. It's really funny and nothing, you know?
I get that they just were kind of, you know, also short on time. Because Eleanor, we really don't even get, like, we get Eleanor's story, but it's through everybody else's. You know, we get Eleanor's final closure, but her closure is just like, okay, now I'm good to walk through this after I talk to you, Janet, to have Janet's moment, after I've kind of gone through everything, even going back to Mindy. Mm-hmm. It's like, then she walks through and we see this, and I love the way they set up this whole thing of like, okay, now she has become this energy, and because she has chosen to be a better person, she's now a more positive energy, and when that energy hits somebody else, it's absorbed and it makes them become a better person. And I thought that that was a really, really cool thing. And I did love that. And I love that moment. Mm-hmm. But I do wish we could have seen a little bit more of that. You know, our big thing was Michael going into Michael.
To Earth.
Yeah. And having him on Earth and, you know, his fire squid to Silver Fox.
Yes.
I was all about that.
I kind of want a spinoff of Michael on Earth.
I would love that. I would watch a whole thing, just Ted Danson, just Michael on Earth.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
With Dog Jason, with the little bow tie.
Yeah.
I did love that, too, because I was like, Jason basically is like a dog. Like, he's just an adorable, like, oh, you're so cute.
Yeah, and they showed us a montage of all of Michael's moments on Earth. But I don't know. Mike sure could make a whole nother series about him and his struggles on Earth. And
I'd watch a web
series
at least.
Janet could show up occasionally, and
I would love it.
Yeah,
I did love too when the judge is talking about how the council has been disbanded indefinitely, and Mike's like, "Well, what should I do?" And she's like, "Podcasts," because just saying,
she's moved on.
We are now officially judge approved. So if you guys want to check out all of our awesome podcasts, after shows and reviews, I know Shooks is on a whole bunch of them too. So
yes, I am.
You guys can check us out. It doesn't have to be the last time you see us.
No,
we're not walking through the door. We'll still be here.
Yeah, we're still
around. All you have to do, click that little like button right now. Hit that subscribe button. Keep seeing us. We would love to keep seeing you guys too. And be sure to give us your comments as well, because we love hearing from you guys. Michael. Oh, sweet, sweet Michael. I love that he gives Jeff a real frog, too.
That was awesome.
Mr.
That's
Jumpy
Legs.
That's
like they brought everybody back. I mean...
Now I just want a frog named Mr. Jumpy Legs.
Yeah. We should all just get frogs now.
A dog named Jason and a frog named Mr. Jumpy Legs.
Yep.
But what did you think of this? Of this whole thing of him getting, like, the guitar lessons and his... You know, moments where Eleanor is talking, you know, she's reminiscing with Janet about what Michael's doing on Earth and thinking about what it could be. And this whole, like, texting Bobby back, you know, be there in 5 minutes when he's at home. And
these human moments.
And like you were saying before, how the true joy is in the mystery. Like, he doesn't know what's going to happen when he dies. Mm-hmm. And
that's true. But I liked that he still had his memories. I thought that maybe they would erase his memories when he went and became human.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem like they did.
Yeah, it seemed like he was the only one that, like, actually got to experience
everything. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I wonder when he does die, does he hold on to those memories again, you know, and then joins everybody in the afterlife.
Yeah, because it seems like that would affect the test. That was the only thing that it was like, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did love the idea of, you know, this guy, like, he throws away somebody's mail, and then the little Eleanor spark hits him, and he's like, okay, I'll change my mind, and I'll go give it to the person. And the person ends up being Michael.
Yeah.
You know, I did. I love that they have
you're still
all of these
there.
Little,
yeah. You're still around.
And they have all of these things that tie in, and the idea of, you know, nothing is ever really finite, and even the bad moments are good moments. And we see that even with Michael, with him. Ted Danson's such a good actor.
He's so good. I love him.
I cried even in that scene where he's, like, talking to an extra about his, like, sick wife or whatever, and I was like, this is an extra that he's just, like, talking to right now. We don't know anything about this character, and I'm like, I just want her to be okay.
Yeah, I like that Jamila was like, you were my mentor, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
So, and this is her first acting job, so, you know, hopefully we see more amazing things from her, too.
I think
seeing that she had such a great teacher with Ted Danson. Like, that's the dream, right? To have a teacher like that.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
Now, this also was a unique episode because since it was the very final episode ever, we got to have this little wrap-up at the end with the cast, getting to sit down and talk to Seth Meyers as well about some different things. What did you think of this, having this immediately after the show? Because to me, I'll be honest, I was like, okay, y'all are mean. Like, I was crying already, but now, like, y'all are
crying
just
more.
Mean. I'm just sobbing at
with
this
the
point.
Toasting thing.
Oh, just,
it was really sweet, and I loved that. But, and I know that they're doing this on social media. They're posting a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. But that took, the toasting took up all the time, and I wanted to hear more about their experiences, you know? And so, and the whole time they were just complimenting each other while it was so sweet and it was a definite tearjerker, like definitely a good way to end the show. It was just, I was excited to hear what else they had to say. And I kind of wanted Mike Schur to come up and talk. And
I think
he
was supposed to. And
was
they
he?
Ran out of time because they were like, and Mike Schur's here. And then he was just like sitting there and they never cut to him.
That
and I was like,
sucks. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, I love the toasting, but it took too long.
Yeah.
Because then they didn't get to finish up with all the other stuff. Because then you had Darcy.
They love each other too much.
They do. I know, they do.
And we love them too much.
Yeah, we do.
I also thought they should have given them shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
that
come on,
been
guys.
Awesome.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, that really was.
Oh, but since we are nearing our final goodbyes here.
Yeah.
Do you have any final thoughts on this episode? And do you have, as Janet went through her top three moments, what are your top three moments of the season? So favorites of the episode and then favorites of the season.
Oh, God. Okay. Favorites of the episode would probably have to be... Oh, God. That's
it's hard, right?
So hard. Yes. I think...
Like Chidi said, none of this is bad. It's all good.
It's all good. I loved the party where they were all together and Jason was dancing. I thought that that was an awesome moment. I loved the philosophy class because that really, you know, that is the essence of the show, all the philosophical stuff. And he was teaching the philosophers. Loved that moment. Third moment. I don't know. It was all good.
It's all good.
Oh, I know where I loved this moment. Guys, tell me if you agree, but it was when Sean and Michael were talking, and he's like, I will never, ever, 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 ever,
ever, ever,
agree
ever,
that the
ever
system's
agree.
Working. Yes, that just, like, shows their dynamic, and I really loved that. So, small moment, but I loved it. Yeah. And then overall, what I thought of the show, right?
Yeah, your top three moments of The Good Place as a whole.
Top three moments of The Good Place as a whole would have to be the ending of season one because it was so unexpected. All the Janets in one room was very memorable. And it sounds silly, but genuinely, I really loved when Sean and Michael started connecting, I guess. I really liked that. Overall, I thought the show was really good, and I think that it's a really good show for people who are unsure about themselves and unsure about where they are in their lives, to kind of realize that everything in your life is good and it all has a deeper meaning and purpose in your life. And there's always a way to turn things around, you know? And I love that Mike Schur has put this out into the world and he's ended it because he wanted to tell the story and he's done. So, yeah, I think it's just a really great storybook, I guess, to share.
So when you're unsure, turn to Mike Schur.
Oh my God, I love that. Yes, I love that so much. What?
Yeah, I agree. I think definitely my top three, the finale, the season one finale, I think was probably the best finale I've ever seen on TV ever.
Yeah, it was really good.
Absolutely genius. Darcy Carden, when she was the Janet version of all of the characters.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. We have the same one.
Oh, that's, yeah. But I also have to say I loved all of the Jeremy Baramy moments. Like, basically every moment that broke Chidi. Anytime Chidi was just like, when he super lost it, like the chili, like, put the peeps in the chili and pump and makes it taste bad. Like, seeing Chidi lose it was one of my top ones. And anytime that Jason dances.
Yeah, I agree with all
anytime
of that.
Anytime that Jason dances, it's like the 800 million times Jason dances, I'll take every single one. I'll take it.
What were your overall thoughts, though, of the show?
Overall, I just love, this is one of my favorite shows ever. I love this show. I'm so sad that it's over, but I'm so glad that we got the chance to experience it and that it ended the way that they wanted it to and that it was so conclusive and that it had an ending that was scripted out. And that they knew.
So important.
Yeah. Like,
so important.
I loved the way that it was just, it was fully complete and it was so thought out. And I thought it was brilliant. I loved it. I love the show. I'm sad it's over.
Me too. It's a really unique thing because creators just want to keep putting more seasons out as long as the network will let them. But Mike Schur just knew, this is the story I want to tell, and I'm done. And I love that. And I honestly think it would be cool if more shows did that, you know?
I agree.
Yeah. Because then you don't have these loose ends that are never tied.
And I love, too, if you're like us and you need more Good Place, you need it. They've been releasing a ton of behind-the-scenes stuff on the Instagram that you can follow. The Good Place, NBC, The Good Place.
Yes, some really cool stuff. Like when Janet was kissing everybody, they showed how she did it.
Yeah.
Guys, go check out NBC Good Place's Instagram because they showed everything.
It's so good. And, of course, since this is our final farewell as well, where can everybody keep up with you online?
So sad, you guys. My name is Shiksha Methani, a.k.a. Bali Girl. I am on 5 or 6 after shows here every week. I post about all of them on my social media. Check me out on Instagram, at I am Bali Girl, where I will post about all of them in my stories. Thanks, guys.
And I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at Elena J. Jordan. And you can also catch me every week interviewing your favorite celebrities at MEA Worldwide. That's MEAWW.com. Guys, I say this with all the love in my heart and all the wisdom of the universe. Take it sleazy.
Yes!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.